Yeah.
You already know we've got about 175,000 on that half million.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got this lane, and let's, but I want to tell you this. That boy, Jack Josie in Houston, is the finest man in the world.
Well, he's a fine fella.
$5,000, 10 $1,000. We got $25,000 and $50,000
here. Did you get any commitments from them, Jimmy?
They commit me. I mean, hell, no, that we just can't walk in that thing here. $25,000, but I told them, every one of them, I said, you're all conservative people, but by God, don't be conservative. This deal, this is the deal we've got to have. $25,000 or $50,000.
What did Jim Abercrombie say?
Well, of course we didn't see Jim Abercrombie, so we saw Ralph Sullivan. Of course he'll have to take something, I think. Hell, he'll come through all the way. CAW won't be called none of them or see none of them or nothing. They put it all up on my back. Yesterday, he wouldn't even talk to none of them. Let me go through the rest this way. Don Lane said, well, I'll talk to Herbert Fenley and see what we can do. Of course, Jack Dozier, the one, Smith Patton, that Jack Dozier is one of the most wonderful people in the world.
Well, that's good.
God damn. Will Odomar is there 4 weeks and couldn't have got in to see those people.
Good.
Better route. Camp Robinson. Now here comes one that's pure in my style. Now I'm just going to put the beat on old Pat Rutherford. He's literally give $10,000, and I know you're going to give him 10 times what he. That's right.
Well, that's wonderful, Jimmy. Sure appreciate it.
Wait now. David T. Carroll. Oh, man, he's a deal with man, the only person didn't see it because he was real good was R.E. Bob Smith. And he was so upset. And I wanted to tell it so bad that by God, all the money you made because President Johnson has done this thing for Houston. But I wanted to tell it so bad that he just talked and he don't hear a chance. But Will Odom just, when finally when I got a break, I said, listen, your name is on this list because President Johnson, he doesn't want to drive out through the rain and then come off the back of no fault over his left. Sergeant Simon, the next man, and he was real nice. He said, I'm going to make a stand on you. That's the my report.
Jimmy,
we're going to go to the Dallas area and to the Fort Worth area and everywhere. We're going everywhere to get this money together.
That's wonderful, Jimmy, and I appreciate it. And you did a wonderful job, and I look forward to getting with you.
That's kind of real wonderful. I'd like you to say hello to my wife.
I'd love to. Put her on.
She's sitting right here, and
good, that's good, Jimmy. I know that.
Hello, Mr.
Dellinger. I'm mighty glad to hear you. Looks like Jimmy's been doing a good job.
Well,
he looks like he sure got it going.
Well, we want to wish you a happy Easter.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to have it. I got some folks out here and got a little more work to do, but tomorrow I'll get a little rest.
Well, don't work too hard.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Always, anything you want to do, we raise money, we're working on this LBJ Park, we're doing everything. Please, understand, we're doing everything.
I know that, Jimmy. You're a wonderful friend. I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Goodbye.